T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now at 6:30. A co-owner of Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder in the decapitation death of a boy on a massive water slide.
Jeff Henry appeared Thursday in Wyandotte County District Court after being indicted in the 2016 death of 10-year-old Caleb Schwamm. The boy died and two women were injured when their raft went airborne and struck an overhead loop on the slide. Henry was ordered to surrender his passport, but District Judge Robert Burns rejected a prosecution request that he be required to wear a GPS locator while out on bond awaiting trial. A trial date was tentatively set for September 10th, but Burns and Henry's attorney suggested that date could change. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Should teachers be allowed to bring guns into Kansas classrooms? Terry Moses is Executive Director of Safety Services for Wichita Public Schools. She tells KNSS News it would take some strict safety measures.
We would have to put in qualification requirements, training requirements in terms of handgun retention, storage, just a wide variety of things. So it's not as easy an issue as, hey, let's simply say it's okay to arm teachers.
Terry Moses is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
More heat for Environmental Protection Agency head Scott Pruitt, as reports come out that he requested massive raises for two top aides and then wasn't forthcoming about them. One staffer got a raise of $57,000 a year, the other getting about $28,000 more. Fox's Ed Henry is in Washington with more.
The Washington Post reporting that Scott Pruitt's job is in increasing jeopardy because the newspaper is quoting sources at the White House and elsewhere in the administration is saying the EPA chief may have misled Fox when he claimed he only found out about those large pay raises for a couple of top staffers a couple days ago. The paper suggested he had pushed for them long before that, but had not officially signed off on them.
Pruitt's already under scrutiny because of reports that he's been renting a condo in Washington owned by the spouse of a top energy lobbyist for just $50 a night.
Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, President Trump on his plan to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
We're looking from 2,000 to 4,000, and we'll probably keep them or a large portion of them until such time as we get the wall.
Congress continues to refuse to fund a border wall for the president.
A parade to show support for law enforcement is scheduled for tomorrow in downtown Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says this is the fourth time this parade has been presented and there will be lots to do.
This is all going to take place at 10:30 in the morning here in downtown this Saturday. We're also going to have a lot of activities, food trucks, live music. This is going to be a great event for everyone. We really want the community to come out, support the officers, have an opportunity to talk with them and enjoy some food, music. So we hope everyone can make it out.
Games, contests, and food trucks will be at the Block Party at 3rd and Main. The parade gets underway at 10:30. Block Party will run from 11:45 until 2 p.m. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cold front has already made its way through and is heading further south today. With that, it's spreading in some clouds, and temperatures will only fall from here on out. Northeast winds at 15 to 35 miles per hour. Some light rain or light snow, certainly possible this afternoon and evening, but amounts should be quite low. Our low temperature near 20, sunny and 43 for the high Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 43 degrees, and a northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. 6:33 now with Steve and Ted. And Ted, not seeing much on the radar screen at all so far this morning, but could see some precipitation later on. And Dan Holliday's forecast this morning is he's a little skeptical, I think, about all of this stuff coming about.
Right.
It might fall apart. So we'll keep an ear on it, an eye on it for you, and keep you posted as we do every morning.
Sure.
With Steve and Ted. The police chief in Maine who shot and killed a 600-pound bull on the loose says he's standing by his decision despite criticism. Shohegan Police Chief David Bucknam says he would not change how he reacted. The Morning Sentinel reports the bull broke loose from its trailer Monday afternoon in Skowhegan, Maine. The bull ran around, jumped into the Kennebec River. Before Bucknam believed it was threatening a group of onlookers, he shot the animal, which fell into the river and floated downstream. Bucknam said he doesn't know what happened to the bull after that. Martin Lane, who witnessed the shooting, says the bull didn't need to be shot. He said Bucknam thinks just because he has a piece of cheap tin on his chest, he has the right to do that. All right. Well, I wasn't there. I can't tell you what happened. But
that bull did charge into the people and a child got killed, to say, why didn't the police officer act and shoot that bull?
Yeah. I think that's what we do with police officers. We second-guess them all the time. I was second-guessing one yesterday on the air with you, the one who stopped me for that traffic violation. I was second-guessing whether he had any, whether he was a gentleman or not, whether he had any tact, whatever, whether he was mature. That's a whole different deal, of course. Because he was just a nasty guy. But I didn't second-guess him. It was obvious. he was an ugly little fellow. New York will require all new publicly accessible bathrooms statewide to have diaper-changing stations. Big brother here, Ted. The new rule will apply to men's and women's bathrooms and will cover any new or renovated restroom open to the public. Lawmakers added the provision to the recently approved state budget. It's intended to make it easier for parents of either gender who have young children. Democrat Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says it's part of the state's broader effort to make sure that even the youngest New Yorkers get the help they need. Says that as a mother, she'll never forget the stress of searching for a changing area when out in public with a baby. Really? I don't remember that. It's been so long since I had kids, but I don't remember that. I do remember my wife and my sister-in-law, Mary, who was living around here with us in our area at the time. I remember them changing their diapers on the hood of a car.
New York is saying that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
And give people a place to do it.
And if they have a little place, we didn't have changing areas in bathrooms when my kids were little, when you were little.
Nope.
I mean, people just made do.
Kid was making do.
You pooped in your can. You made do. We're going to make do. We're going to take you home here after a while and change that for you. In the meantime, suffer. So anyway, it's another way to, we got to take care of everybody. Make sure nobody's inconvenienced by anything.
Well, heavens no.
That would be just terrible. I don't remember really. I'm talking now about my kids, my grandkids now, and Stacy and Scott's kids. I don't remember them being in a big toot out in public to change kids' diapers. Oh, we got to do it right now. Well, you're going someplace and you're going to go home pretty soon. I don't know. Must be a new thing. Okay, here we go. A jury in Middlesex County, New Jersey, awarding $30 million in compensatory damages Thursday to a man who got cancer after decades of using talcum powder.
Yeah.
His wife was awarded $7 million in damages.
Mm-hmm.
Banker Stephen Lanzo said he used Johnson & Johnson products like shower-to-shower and baby powder for more than 30 years, claimed that inhaling the powder causes mesothelioma, an aggressive and deadly cancer that impacts the lining of the lungs. The jury will soon begin a second phase of the trial to consider punitive damages. That'll be coming next Tuesday. And there's a talcum powder. Is it really, apparently there's some science that doesn't, doesn't agree on this.
For some people, yes.
Necessarily.
We've had juries recently that have awarded people big damage awards for that.
I don't know. I use talcum powder very occasionally, but there again, there's something that we used to put on babies' butts every time we changed them.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, talcum powder. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for our commodities update this morning with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle enjoyed Thursday a second consecutive session of triple-digit gains. The additional short covering and outright buying lifted the cattle complex to the upside. Now, from Wednesday's low to Thursday's high, some feeder contracts have went up as much as $10. The average steer carcass weight now, 878 pounds, down 3 pounds from last week, but 10 pounds heavier than a year ago this time. Lean hogs closed mostly on the positive side yesterday. On the close, June cattle, $2.72 higher at $105.05. May feeders up $2.92 at $138.05. And June lean hogs, 55 cents higher at $73.82. Now, Thursday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed on the positive side. The weekly export sales yesterday are still lower than year-ago levels for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. And markets are trading lower overnight and this morning as President Trump is considering an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. At the moment, May KC wheat, 5¾ cents lower at 492¾. May corn down 4½ cents at 385. And May soybeans trading 18¾ cents lower at 1012½. May crude oil this morning, 59 cents lower at $62.95. June gold down $2.30 at $1,326.20. The June S&P 20¾ points lower at $26.41 even. The June dollar index is unchanged at 90.15½. And the June Dow Jones futures, 218 points lower at 24,250. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom got a chance to get a little moisture in here later on today, but not looking like it's really, really a strong, strong deal.
No, it looks like we're on the light side of the moisture.
Yeah, so, you know, how much rain do you think we'd have to get us back on track this spring? Well, I don't know how far behind we are, according to normal, for this time of year.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I haven't looked lately.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to start seeing some general rains, you know, giving us, you know, inch to 2 inches of rain, you know, every, every 5-6 days for a while here.
Really?
And even after we start to get our subsoil and our topsoil built back up, then we need some runoff because a lot of our, you know, ponds and lakes are getting low, too.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we had a story on a while ago where the police chief in Maine got in trouble for it. A 600-pound bull got loosed, and he put it down, but he thought it was threatening people. First of all, 600-pound bull, is that a big bull, or is that a kind of a baby?
It's not a baby, but it's less than the age of a yearling.
How dangerous is a bull like that?
Well, when they get to be, you know, fully mature in their way, and, you know, up there in that 2,000-pound area or so, they can be very dangerous just because of the sheer size that they are, you know. They run right over the top of you, Steve.
Well, are they aggressive, though? That's what I'm trying to find out.
It's just like human beings. You know, some are more aggressive than others.
Well, I did a television story, an interview once years ago. The guy who had the buffalo, a bison farm or ranch up around McPherson, and when he said, when it comes to bison or buffalo, he said, you got to watch them because the wild never gets out of it. A buffalo is a very dangerous animal.
Yes, they are. But you know the one thing you got to stop and think about, like the situation you're talking about where the police department's chasing them around or anybody else is chasing them, that just makes them even more dangerous because, you know, they're scared of you, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. Probably is.
Quite often, a lot of those people chasing them don't know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. So they need a police officer to protect them like this guy did.
Usually, you know, the police departments are better off to call in some cowboys to help out.
Hey, did I ever see you at Gridiron? Did I see you there last year?
Oh, yeah. We've seen each other there for the last several years, and we will be there again tonight.
Oh, yeah. We are, too. So I'll let it be a chance for my son to meet you.
That sounds great.
You've never met Scott. Okay.
No.
It's going to be like a big old family reunion there tonight, huh?
And I'm expecting to see Ted put on one heck of a great performance.
You know, if he doesn't, we're just going to have to, I don't know how we'll punish him, but we'll do something, okay?
That's right.
All right, thank you, Tom. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFE, the money tracker. Gen Xers are taking the financial lead, says Don. I don't understand that, but that's why we have Don to explain it to us. That's coming up, Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.